From the American Academy of Dermatology, welcome to Dialogues in Dermatology. I'm Dr. Ben Stoff, Editor-in-Chief. Thanks for tuning in.
The results are in. Hear from the 2026 President and Vice President as they express their gratitude and appreciation to the membership.
My name is Dr. Mona Sadikpour, and I'm here with Dr. Murad Alam, who was just selected as President-elect of the American Academy of Dermatology. Hi, Dr. Alam, and congratulations.
Hi, Mona. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful.
Well, now that the election is over, is there anything that you would like to say to the voters?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to thank AAD's member dermatologists for giving me this opportunity. Being elected to serve the AAD is an amazing privilege and the greatest honor of my career. I will do everything in my power to do right by our members, and I'm fully committed and determined to perform at my capacity, subordinating all else to this awesome responsibility. I also understand that I was hired for this temp job to get work done, and it is not about me. Finally, I would like to convey my gratitude to Bob Rodell, who is an outstanding dermatologist, educator, leader, and mentor. It was my good fortune to have Bob as a partner in this election process, and I look forward to his help and guidance in the work ahead.
Now, Dr. Alam, on February 13th, when we spoke, you expressed that you were passionate about advancing the advocacy agenda for our academy. Can you remind us how you will help advance it during your time as president?
Thank you, Mona. I think to advocate for the matters most important for dermatologists, including fair reimbursement, reduced bureaucratic headaches, and scope issues, we will need a multi-pronged approach. We will need partners in other medical organizations, among the public, and in Congress. We will need to collect and deploy more resources. We will need to make our issues everyone's issues so that they rise to the top of Congress's agenda and are solved. We will need to be unified, and we will need everyone to pull together. We will also need to be nimble and bold and resilient, to refuse to be discouraged, and to redirect and aggressively try new approaches until we eventually succeed.
That sounds great, and we'll look forward to that. Now, I want you to take a deep breath. The stress of the election is over. How do you plan to recharge and refocus before your tenure begins, Dr. Alam?
Well, I'm really ready to get going. There is not that much time to waste. In the coming days, I will be reaching out to Drs. Desai and Taylor, our current and next presidents, as well as Drs. Bennett and Nouri, our current and next secretary treasurers, to see how I can begin to start doing some useful work. Most importantly, I would like to hear from our members. I do realize I won't be president of AAD for a while, but I can still get started on learning, thinking, and trying to develop strategies for eventual success.
That sounds wonderful. We'll look forward to that. Thank you again for your time and congratulations, Dr. Alam.
Thank you again, Mona. It's a pleasure.
Hello, my name is Dr. Mona Sadikpour, and I'm here with Dr. Larry Green, who was just selected as a vice president of the American Academy of Dermatology. Congratulations, Dr. Green.
Thanks, Mona. It is so exciting, and I'm so happy to be here, but I'm so happy to represent membership as vice president. It's a dream come true, and I am so excited.
Is there anything that you would like to say to the voters?
First, I want to thank the voters and all our membership. I really love our membership, and I want to represent the membership and hear the membership. And I think, especially for me as someone in private practice, to represent private practitioners in our academy, among everyone, but especially the private practitioners, I look forward to doing that. But all the members of the AAD are such wonderful people, and I really look forward to hearing and talking to everybody.
Which issues are you most excited to help advance during your time as vice president?
I think Terry and then Samal said a lot of stuff at our meeting in San Diego, the business meeting, and they talked about unity of the specialty. And I think that's the first and most important thing, is we can't accomplish anything without everyone being unified and together. I think it's so important. We have issues to tackle like Medicare reform, and that's going to be an ongoing thing. We have to work and work and be relentless for that. We have prior authorization headaches, and that's state by state to work with. And I look forward to doing that. I've done it in my home state of Maryland and would like to continue to do that nationwide. And things like that, we have to be unified about, just circling back to that, because together we can all make a difference. And I think that's most important.
That's a fantastic message. Now that the stress of the election is over, of course, how do you plan to recharge and refocus before your tenure begins?
Wow. You know, the last few weeks have been a real whirlwind and worrying and working and campaigning. And anyone who's been through this knows how grueling it can be, and trying to talk to everybody and not being able at the academy meeting, spending time talking to you, Mona, or other people I know and I'm friendly with, because you have to be on the campaign trail and sending out emails and texts to encourage people to vote. It is very grueling, and it is hard to believe now I can relax. And I look forward to doing that and taking it easy and taking care of my patients, but also working with the academy members. And what I want to do is, over the next few months before I start, is really listen to the membership and meet with everyone I can, and make sure everyone's voice is heard, so we can all be, like, back to the theme, unified together. And that's what I look forward to doing. But I will take it easy this week and relax and spend some quiet time with my wife, I hope.
Well, you certainly deserve it. And again, congratulations, Dr. Green.
Thanks, Mona.
Thanks again for tuning in to another edition of Dialogues in Dermatology. For more dialogues, subscribe to us through the website of the American Academy of Dermatology, then link your subscription through your favorite podcast app. Remember, the subscription is free for residents. New podcasts are released each week, in addition to free special bonus episodes. You can also listen to dialogues online through the AAD website. Thanks again for listening.